I don't run a business. I've always been a little scared, but maybe you can alleviate my fears. So what exactly is rule number one?
The kind of person you are is reflected in your business dealings.
Well, that's interesting.
If in your private life you're a bit of a bohemian, you don't mind mess and late telephone payments, you're not hungry for new information, and you aren't interested in what's going on around you, then you can't be a good business person. You have to love healthy business risk. You have to want to change something, and especially to help someone. Every kind of business helps people in some way. If you do a good job of helping your customers, you'll be rewarded financially and with praise and loyalty. Baking good bread is enough. Fixing shoes well is enough. You don't become an entrepreneur, you're born one. If you're not born an entrepreneur, you're better off not starting a business and remaining a satisfied employee.
Those are pretty strong words.
You're right, they are strong words, but true. I'll be very glad if a person thinking about going into business heeds them, thinks it over, and then decides it will be better not to go into business. Paradoxically, this is the way I can help this person the most. I'm saving them from future problems, enormous losses, and possibly from ruining their life.
Don't you think you could be discouraging lots of people from starting a business?
That's certainly not my goal. Quite the contrary. But better to have new businesses started by those who are sufficiently prepared, strong, and have the necessary talents.
That's good to hear. Would you like to add anything to this rule?
This is related to the great and often fatal mistake of employees who, for whatever reason, decide to go it alone and found their own business. They don't realise that even if they're an outstanding architect, they'll also have to be a good manager and organiser, visionary, lawyer, accountant, tax advisor and psychologist, human resources specialist, marketing expert, trader and economist. Yes, you will have to manage all of these skills on at least a basic level to be a successful entrepreneur.
In your opinion, do entrepreneurs often overestimate their strength, opportunities and capabilities?
That's it, exactly. That's one of the reasons why so many companies fail so quickly.
So I've given it considerable thought and come to the conclusion that I have what it takes to be a successful entrepreneur. What's rule number two?
When drafting a business plan, take risk into account.
Can you explain that a little?
Nearly every day, people come in with their business plans seeking guidance. Most of these plans have one thing in common. They lack information on preventing business risk or possibly resolving risk situations. They are all only full of optimistic information and numbers. No risk to be found. Some entrepreneurs even tell us that they work on a small scale, that they don't need a business plan. However, this is a grave mistake. The fact that you don't have a business plan means that you're not giving enough thought to your overall business strategy. This leads to a high number of absolutely unnecessary mistakes, and quite often, even to the unhappy demise of the business itself.
If I understand what you're saying, you recommend that every entrepreneur has a business plan on their computer or on their desk, and they continually update it and think about strategies and risk?
Perhaps with the exception of a hairdresser who has a trade license to work at home and doesn't employ anybody. A business plan is necessary at the beginning, but then it doesn't need to be updated. But anyone interested in growing will have to continually work on their business plan, thinking about future strategies, and not just be preoccupied with the current business.